I did like this whole spreadsheet with good, better, best and broke down like every part of my business for every month. I had listed out my new releases and everything. And I was so pumped. I was so excited about that at the beginning of the year. And I haven't gotten that excitement back. It feels scary more than exciting.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Snyder. And this is the Product Boss Podcast. I've helped launch and grow thousands of product-based businesses, even one of my own. And over the last 20 years, I've seen behind the scenes of businesses just like yours. Whether they are makers, manufacturers, artists, or food and beverage businesses, I have spent so many hours studying it all. I've discovered what makes them successful. What are mistakes they could avoid? How did they turn an idea into a successful business? And what are strategies they have used to make more sales and be discovered by more customers? This is what this show is all about. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to become a million-dollar product boss, I'm here to give you the permission to chase your dreams, no matter how big or small. All you need is the right mindset, a little courage, strategy, and support, and you too can be the next million-dollar product boss. Let's do this. Hey, product boss. When you're first starting a business, you want to ensure you have the correct systems in place. And what better system to have than a CRM that scales right along with you? That's exactly what HubSpot does. From marketing and sales to support and content and everything in between, HubSpot's all-in-one customer platform has you covered so you can boost your revenue and focus on what matters most to you, improving your customer's experience. They offer 24/7 customer support, integrations with more than 1,500 of today's most popular apps, and a huge collection of constantly evolving resources. Plus, with HubSpot's Startups program, you can save 30 to 90%. To see if you're eligible to join the HubSpot for Startups program and take your growth to the next level, visit hubspot.com/startups. Hey, hey, and welcome back to another coaching call with me, Jacqueline. And today I'm talking to Dawn of Fairy Tale Yarn Co. Now, I've worked with Dawn for years, whether she's a multi-stream machine student, she's joined other programs, but she was also in our mastermind for a few different years. And it's been a break. We've had a break, but then we came back together in this coaching call. Now, due to some difficult personal circumstances over the past few years, Dawn had to scale down her business and focus on her life. And now she's ready to jump back in, but she's having a hard time reclaiming that excitement and confidence that she once had. Now, I remember, you know, pre-pandemic, during the pandemic, and then Dawn needing to go deal with her personal circumstances. So I love that we get to catch up. I do have some history with her, so I do know her business, but I think that what we come up with in this session is really going to help her get her confidence back with a mix of mindset work and actionable tactics. Are you ready? Okay, let's dive in. Tell me about Fairy Tale Yarn Co. now. What are we making? Where are you at? What's happening with it?
So since the mastermind is what really helped me to hone in on the whimsical and the geeky. So like I have like Gumdrop Forest, which is really whimsical and fun, but then I also have like Doctor Who yarn. That really helped me to hone in on like focusing on those two and bringing those two together. And
you're still hand dyeing all the yarn?
Yes. Okay. In this studio that I'm in.
Yeah. And is it just you?
Yes.
Okay.
I would love to bring in my daughter.
So what do you call, is it hand dyed or what are we calling?
I call it indie dyed. That better describes it, but like for search and everything, use hand dyed,
okay.
Because and people then, don't type in indie dye.
And then my next question is, are you known for a certain type of yarn?
Most of what I carry, it's wool, but it's specifically merino. So it's a really soft wool. And I also have cashmere blends.
Okay. So when I ask you that part, it's really, you're not doing anything. Obviously it's harder to dye synthetic, but they're natural, higher in type fiber contents.
Yes.
So wool, merino, alpaca.
Cashmere. Okay. Some cashmere. Silk.
Okay. And then how are you selling right now? So I remember you were selling direct to consumer. It sounds like you're selling wholesale.
So the past 2 years have really just been at festivals. I've just done okay. festivals. I haven't
so
done,
in person.
Yeah. I haven't even opened my shop back.
Okay, so you closed your shop down?
Yeah, online.
And what year was that you closed it down?
2022, the end of 2022. Okay.
Were you selling, was it fairytaleyarnco.com or was it Etsy or where were you selling?
Fairytaleyarnco.com.
Okay.
And the website's still up. I'm just not selling anything long.
Okay. So personal stuff just led you to needing to focus. Like it was a different season in your life. So it led you to needing to just like focus inward versus growing the business, which is totally fine. This is why we own our own businesses, right? So we can go through these seasons. Then it sounds like to me the max that you felt like you could do was, so we were no longer selling in person. Were you continuing to sell wholesale or did you also shut that part of it down?
If I had gotten a wholesale order, I would have taken it, but I wasn't promoting.
You weren't pursuing wholesale. Right. Okay. And then, so in person, so you were just like wrapping your head around, okay, there's this in-person market. I'm going to do that. I'm going to sell what I sell.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because I know when you and I worked together some years ago, because you're a multi-stream machine student, we've been in the mastermind, like I've known you for a lot of years now. So it's interesting and it's okay because, you know, we all go through seasons in our life and it's been rough. And for you personally, it's been rough. So you, because you used to sell direct to consumer, wholesale, and in person. So you did have like this multi-channel, multi-stream mm-hmm. machine. And then when you needed to, you pulled back. And then you were like, I'm just going to do what I can handle, which is in person. But this year, 2024, you're ready to like ramp it back up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's okay. knowing, part of it is knowing what is a reasonable goal to set. Because okay. remember in 2020, at the beginning of 2020, I did like this whole spreadsheet with good, better, best and broke down like every part of my business for every month. I had listed out my new releases and everything. And I was so pumped. I was so excited about that at the beginning of the year. And I haven't gotten that excitement back. It feels scary more than exciting.
There is a power to being in community, right? Like when we're isolated in our own like workshops and having our own like self-doubt and things that come up for us, right? There's all this stuff that comes up for us. We go back to like old patterns and that you've gone through a season that's been a really rough season. But you're right, like being around people doing the same thing that you're doing, being encouraged, having goals. And I know that's part of your goal here is like, can we set a goal? And then how do we get you excited again about it?
Yeah.
And it's going to take a second, you know, like whether it's burnout, whether it's personal, whether it's life events, like there's been people I know in our students, our masterminders, there's people that have gone through cancer with us, you know, still are going like cancer diagnoses for themselves or spouses have passed away or whatever it is. And it's like the beauty of owning our own business means we can ease off the gas if we need to. But then I think the thing that you know, Dawn, is that you have been a part of like a lot of groups of the Product Boss. You have been a part of programs. So I'm glad that you know to come back and know that we're waiting for you, ready for you. Like we're here. We're waiting to like lift you up. So I want to lift you up today then.
Thank you.
Product bosses are people first, and people's lives are unpredictable. Every one of us is going to have seasons where everything is great and then seasons of struggle. I mean, such is life, am I right? And I think that's the beauty of owning your own business. It's that you do have that freedom to change, to slow down, to speed up, to make your business meet your needs. That's why we've created our own businesses, so we could also live our lives, deal with life, and do all the things. So I love that Dawn did this for herself. And I also love that she's seeking out support to get back into action now that she's ready for more. So speaking of that, what would excite you to do this year? Like if we're talking at the end of the year, it's New Year's Eve, we're looking back at 2024 and it's like, I'm so proud of myself. I did blank. What are some of the things you'd like to accomplish this year?
So the individual projects that I have ideas on, those actually are exciting me. It's looking at the numbers that's not exciting me.
So what are the projects that are exciting you?
So one of my favorite book series is Wheel of Time. And so I'm doing a monthly yarn of the month that's Wheel of Time themed. And I'm really excited about that. I actually already have two colorways dyed for it. And I'm working on the third and the fourth. Because that's one of the things, okay. too, I want to get ahead where I'm, like, working months in advance. Because I know that makes it also easier for Yarn Shop. Because I would love for my online to stay, like, just 10%. I don't like online sales very much, and really focus on working with shops and in person.
Do you like in person?
Yes.
So again, you're excited about projects, but since you said from goals and revenue standpoint, what would you like to see yourself hit? Because we can work backwards. So if we hit a, if we set a financial goal, we can work backwards and just math our way to it.
Is it reasonable for me to want to hit the same thing I did in 2019?
Yeah,
to
like
do
50K?
Close to 50K?
Yeah, what do you mean it's reasonable? You know me. Yes, it is. Okay, 50K, 100%. So let's say, not even say, is it reasonable? Say, like, we can even just shift the thought to, like, I believe it is possible that I can hit 50K. It is possible. We just have to figure out the steps to it. But instead of, like, questioning it or doubting yourself, it is possible. Let's just figure out what we have to do to get there. Okay.
So another project that I have planned, I'm calling it the Adventurous Yarn Club. And it's going to be a whimsical colorway and a geeky colorway. 50 gram Hanks. And then it also comes with a project with like a knitting pattern.
Is this a membership?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to come back to this one because I have some suggestions on it, but that's an idea. Okay.
Some other ideas that I have are for my booth setup. So I always get a double booth, a 20 by 10, unless it's not available. And I've got grid walls that I put up, and they're like on wheels. They're like carts that I roll in. And so I put the grid walls up all around the booth, around the edge. And then at the center, I want to put bookshelves, like some wooden bookshelves, because I feel like that also brings in more like a boutique type of feel versus the grid walls. That's where I want to keep all my kits.
Okay.
And I want to focus some more on kits and better promote choose your own kits. Because I haven't explained that very well in my booth before.
Could you explain it to me?
So basically, I have 14 samples that are knit or crochet, and they use 2 or 3 hanks of yarn. And so, like, they can choose the pattern that they want to do, and then they can go choose the yarn that they want for that pattern.
Anything else that you're excited about?
Yes, I want to do advent calendars again.
Those are good. Alrighty. So there's a lot of conversation about the things you want to do, because I know you're super creative. And then there's the idea of it is possible for you to hit 50K at the end of the year. And how do you want to feel at the end of the year?
Independent.
Okay. I love that word. Anything else?
Aligned.
Okay.
That's my word of the year, is aligned.
Aligned?
Yeah.
Okay. Empowered, confident, anything with that?
Yeah. Yeah, both of those.
Okay. Because you're stepping into like a new season, like a strong, independent woman with your own business. We know you've done it in the past. You had such momentum. I remember when we were in the mastermind together and we were talking about like the setups we were going to do in stores. And we had all these ideas of all the things you're going to do from a retail perspective. So I know that you're not ever shy of ideas. You've got the ideas. And really, you know, the saying, the world is your oyster, but truly, like, there's anything is possible. So I want you to start to shift to anything is possible for me. And like, I deserve everything I want and desire, right? And I want you to just, I know it's hard to say it, but the more you can repeat it to yourself, anything is possible. Like, I deserve everything the world has to like give, you know, in abundance. And when you start to feel scarcity or doubt, just tell yourself like, well, what if it worked? Right? Like sometimes we can like talk ourselves out of something. So if you just get curious, the same way that you get curious of like, what if I combine these colors? What would it look like? You're very creative and curious in your product offerings. So treat yourself with that same sort of curiosity of, well, what if I could do this? What if it could work? What if that was possible? You know, what if 50,000 came really easily? What if, you know, I was so aligned at the end of the year and like I felt just like really proud of myself, because I want you to also be proud of yourself at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, through all the stuff you've gone through, I think long term, you will also be very proud of yourself because you are empowered, right? You are courageous in the personal choices you've made. I don't think you realize how strong you actually are as a woman. And so know that, and that the rest is really easy. Like, business is easy. Life is hard.
Yeah.
The most important thing we can do after going through a difficult season is to focus on elevating our mindset. Now, when things are hard, we tend to focus on survival and protection. Trust me, I know this just as well as anyone else that had massive trauma growing up, right? All that was sort of this idea of like, how do I survive this? How do I feel protected? But what happens is as we move out of that survival time, right? And when we're consciously over that time, part of our mind still lives in that mode, right? Like, I have to constantly remind my own brain, like, hey, we're not in scarcity anymore. We're safe. We're going to be okay. But I can't do that on my own. I've worked with experts, coaches. I've taken courses. I have a life coach, right? I have a mindset coach. I have business coaches. I have people that are going to help me remind myself that I am safe. And I think that's important for all of us. And it's also important to acknowledge everything you've been through and be proud of who you are on the other side of it. And then you get to think, wow, I just did that. What is actually possible for me moving forward, right? I can do anything. And we know that this life is all about, you know, getting through the tough times and being in the moments that are beautiful and amazing and working our way through. So let's get into the fun part of mathing this math problem and figuring out our way in. So I'm going to work this. It's the beginning of February when we're recording this. I'm not going to necessarily include February because I want to give us like a realistic timeline, 10 months. And what is some of your busier seasons?
Sometimes March, definitely April and May.
So we still got that coming. Probably not this summer. People are probably out.
June, early June maybe, because I have multiple festivals early June. But then, yeah, not July. July will probably be very slow. August, I have another festival. It's a pretty good one. But then September and October and November
are good.
Yeah.
Great. So we have every month coming up except for, you know, two are prime, and we can still make sales in your slow months as well. So speaking of with your revenue, let's say what you did this last year, because you used to be 50K. It's gone down again. You did as the max that you could do. So the $7,000 you made from festivals, how many festivals? Like, what do you average per festival?
About 2,000 to 2,500 per festival.
Okay. So it looks like then if that's the case, you only did like 3 to 4 last year?
Yeah.
So realistically, how many festivals could you and do you want to participate in this year?
I'm signed up for 8 right now.
Okay.
And then There's a couple that I'm on the wait list for.
So if you do those 8 and you hit $2,500 each, then that's $20,000. We're pretty much halfway to your goal.
Yeah.
See, it's just a math problem.
Yeah. That makes it feel a lot less daunting.
Right? So we're done. Call can end. You're like, okay, I'm there. Right? So what I want you to do is what's really great, and I know you wanted to set goals as part of this call. So this is kind of how I back in, right? So we have data. We have numbers from all the previous years that you've been in business, and you know you sell between $2,000 to $2,500 per show. Then we just have to math it and say, all right, if I do 8, I can make $20,000, right? And then we can work backwards and say, all right, what if I sold an extra $500 per show? So let's say now, you know, you do $3,000 a show, then now we're at 24 grand, right? So that's just an extra 500 per show. Or you say to yourself, all right, I think like the 2,500, can I get on 12 shows, do like 12 markets this year? And then now we're at 30 grand.
Okay.
So knowing that sales channel, knowing that direct way of your customers are at an in-person market, your ideal customers are there, you know what you can sell to them. We know that in itself. I mean, if you were doing a couple every month, if there were enough, you could hit the 50K real easy just with the one sales channel. And that's not even talking about recurring revenue you might be able to get by having your store up, right? Meeting the people in real life, getting their email addresses, and then getting them to come back and buy from you online instead. So you're not necessarily needing to do Instagram or TikTok or like any sort of major marketing. It's just using the markets that you're at, the fairs and the festivals that you're at, to meet them in real life. And then your only job is like, hey, we have this new kit. Hey, we've got this new color. And just letting them know if they can't get to the other festivals when you're dropping new colors, they can just buy it from you online if that's something you're interested in. And then that's your 10%.
And that's actually where most of my email list has already come from. It's from festivals.
So your main goal here to set a goal is how many markets do you think? I know we've got 8 set. I know you're on the wait list for some others. Are there other markets that you haven't thought about that you can do? Are there ones you haven't applied to? Or how much further can we?
There's 2 that I haven't heard back from yet, but the rest of them, they're pretty much already, like, if you haven't applied for this coming year, you're going to be on the wait.
What we know is if you still like this and in 2025, so yeah, we're going to next year, you feel like this is something you want to do, let's get applications in.
Okay.
Right? And long term, you can do, we had Valerie Brennan on the show and she even talked about how she doesn't even do her in-person markets anymore. Her business grew enough that she could hire people to go work the booths. So then let's just imagine you have 2 markets happening on the same weekend, 2 festivals, something happening. You could be at one and you could have a team member somewhere else. Your daughter could be, you know, like just depends. I don't know how old she is, but you know, you can start to multiply where you can be. If you know these things are successful, you know, you could pay someone a couple $100 to run the booth to set it up. And, but you know, not only are you making $2,000 to $2,500 a show, but what we don't think about is also the lifetime value of the customer you're acquiring when you meet them.
Yeah.
And that's where it's worth investing on somebody to work that booth for you, because this is marketing, right? We're getting the foot traffic. People are discovering us. They're joining our email list. And then the internal, the back end part of your business will be responsible for staying in relationship with that potential customer. Okay. So knowing that, we'll just go off of the 8 shows for now.
Okay.
$2,500 a show. So out of your 50K, we have 20K covered. Okay. So then you feel more confident about that, right?
Yeah.
Clear path forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wasn't even thinking about it before. That's going to probably take me halfway at least to my 10% for online. I'll do at least 5,000 in the 2 advent calendars.
Well, 5,000 is 10% of this 50K.
Oh, yeah.
So
it is.
You knocked it out.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't this empowering?
Yeah, it really is. I've sold 10 every, at least 10 every single time I've done an advent calendar, and they're over $100.
I love it. I love it because guess what? We have the whole year to build a new list of people to sell these to online, as well as if and when you do markets during the season. Okay. So I love that. Okay. So when you're setting goals for your business, it can feel daunting because those numbers aren't grounded in anything real. So $50,000 sounds like a lot of money until you start breaking it down into a math problem. You know what your business makes now, so if you look at the numbers, you can start to piece together where you can focus on so that you can start making more. Then suddenly, those numbers aren't meaningless. They're tied to actions you take in your business. And when you know you can take those actions and see results, it all starts to feel possible. Hey, hey, Product Boss. It is podcast recommendation time. This month, I'm all about the DTC Pod, hosted by Ramon Berrios and Blaine Bolas, which is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. DTC Pod is all about direct-to-consumer topics and covers everything from starting, growing, and optimizing e-commerce stores and direct-to-consumer brands. I absolutely loved the recent episode they did with Rosalie of Wild Wonder, who digs deeper into how she was able to bootstrap her multi-million-dollar beverage company. Rosa also dives into their omni-channel approach and how her brand continues to stand out in a crowded market. Sound familiar? Sounds a little bit like multi-stream machine. It works, my friends. All right, so you'll definitely leave feeling inspired. So go check it out. Remember, it's proof it can be done. Listen to DTC Pod wherever you get your podcasts. Oh my goodness, friends. Have you heard that we just launched a brand new program called Standout Society, your 8-week product biz breakthrough to getting more customers and standing out in a crowded market? Listen, I know that product business owners, they need to learn how to get paying customers and stand out in a crowded market without all the things, right? Without lowering your prices, without paying for ads, without thinking you need to do all these other things. And, you know, Tim Ferriss had this quote and he said, even if you have the best possible version of what it is you're selling, if no one knows about it in the first place, then you don't have a market. So this brand new program is for literally anyone who sells products, whether you're just starting out or you've been in business for years. If you're a business that needs customers and you're struggling to reach your ideal audience and get them to convert to sales, then this is for you. Now, I am so excited because I'm teaching this totally live. It's the very, very, very first time that we're launching it. I'm teaching it live over 8 weeks, and it will actually be the only time I teach this live. So if you decide to join in the future, which you totally can, I can't promise that the price will ever be this low, and I know that I will not be teaching it live again. So if you're like, I want this, let's do this over the next 8 weeks. Let's do it together, my friends. All you have to do is head to theproductboss.com/SOS, theproductboss.com/SOS, because here's the deal. We're going to dig into the four foundational bits of your business that I think so many people have missed. They've gone from coming up with the idea, making the product, and jump straight to selling it. But here's the deal. No amount of trainings or courses or tactics or anything that I teach you in any of my other programs are going to work if you don't have clear foundations in your business. And I know that that's not like the sexiest thing to hear, but guess what is? Getting more customers. So if you're feeling fuzzy and unfocused and frustrated and you're like, I'm trying to do this, but I don't know what to do, this is the time that we have to go back in and think, this is what you have to do. So the Standout Society, the whole goal to this is to have you have a breakthrough in your business over the next 8 weeks, because I want to help you get more customers and stand out in a crowded market. So head to theproductboss.com/SOS, theproductboss.com/SOS, and I cannot wait to see you inside. So now, okay, I'm going to minus out at least $5,000 because now Advent accounts for that. Great. Now we're at our 25K. That is the 50%. Okay. Any other things that you know for sure now that we're mathing it that you're like, oh, wait, I can also do this and that works?
One thing that worked really well in 2019 for me with yarn shops was trunk shows.
Okay. So that's where I want to get to is the wholesale side. So okay, Let's jump into that then. Do you remember in 2019 what percentage of your business did come from yarn shops, or like what amount of money you made from yarn shops?
I think it was about 20%.
Like about $10,000 in wholesale? I feel like it might have been more.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too. Maybe the in-person was more like 60%, not 70.
Okay. So we're getting really close
yeah.
to this math. So on average, when you get an order, like you just got a really nice order, you just had a retailer come and buy from you. So what is the average wholesale order that you're getting minimum wise?
They're usually at least $500. My opening minimum is $500, but usually even returning, they're placing $500.
Do you want to use that as our average, or do you think it's a little bit more?
Yeah, let's use that as the average.
Okay, so $25,000 is what's left in our math problem to cover, because we've got $20,000 from your in-person markets. We have $5,000 just from the advent calendars. So this is not even accounting for anybody you market to that you've met at these 8 markets that you're going to come and have them buy from you online, okay? So there's all extra money there that we're not even accounting for. But if we're going to take the remaining $25,000 and say, on average, people order $500 from you at a time, all you need to do is make 50 $500 sales, and you will get that $25,000. And because you're telling me that even on their reorders, they're $500, that does not mean that it's 50 separate shops. It just means we need 50 $500 orders. Okay. So for your best wholesale customer that you've had in the past, how many times did they buy from you a year? Do you know?
3 or 4.
Okay. I'm just going to do this, divide the 50 by 3. Okay, so if we have basically 16 to 17 shops, if you have 16 to 17 shops buy from you 3 times this year at $500 average, you'll hit it.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
That one feels a little more daunting.
Okay. If we can get 25 stores just to spend with you $1,000 this year, then you've hit your $25,000. So we can math this in a whole bunch of ways, right? I can say, can we get 25 stores to spend $1,000 with you this year, right? Can we get 50 separate $500 orders? Like, we can work it out into whatever number you want. So I don't want you to feel daunted by it. I just want to show you, like, we can just math problem it.
Okay.
So do you know the max amount of stores you've had in the past?
Yeah, in 2019, I probably had 20 stores.
And those are all still relationships, unless they've gone out of business. That's 20 people you can give a call to.
Several of them have.
Closed.
But if I formed a relationship with them, I can form a relationship with someone else.
Okay. So one thing, do you know like a bigger, not bigger, it's still small company, but bigger company that would sell at yarn stores?
That doesn't sell yarn?
No, that sells yarn. So I want us to look to, this is a way to discover where people are selling. So what's a name of like a competitor brand? They're bigger than you, but like a competitor brand that if I walked into a yarn store anywhere in America, I might find their yarn there.
Emma's Yarn Company. I think that's the name of it. And Sweet Georgia.
So what we can do is, I just went to ChatGPT and I was like, how many yarn stores are there in America in 2024? It couldn't tell me that, but it told me there's over 2,300 stores on Shopify selling yarn. Okay. Now, I don't know if they're online yarn stores or they're indie dyers like you. Like, I'm not sure, but, you know, there's a couple thousand. So me asking you to get between 20 to 50, knowing that there's thousands in this world, is doable. We just need to know our numbers, right? Like, sometimes we spin out because we don't know what we don't know. And so when we don't know these things, everything feels super overwhelming.
Yeah.
So you're going to ease into this, but where can I start you? Because I could be like, call 10 stores a day, right? But where can I start you? Like, where are you at right now with wholesale mentally?
I just realized the part that's hanging me up on it is there's a part of me that's saying they're all just going to say no.
Okay.
And going through the list, like, I saw several that I've already worked with. And obviously they haven't said no. They've said yes.
Okay, well, there it is.
So like, seeing that, I was like, oh, wait, no, they're not all going to say no. Because my brain was really focusing on the ones that have shut down, on the ones that I've been in before that have shut down, instead of the ones that haven't.
And the new ones that you don't even know that have popped up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people can say no. People are going to say no all the time. It's never personal if they do. So if they say no, it could be that the product doesn't match their end result that they're looking for their own customers, because they're literally just like you and me, selling products. They have a store, they have a customer, and they're sitting on goods that they need to turn back into cash. So their biggest concern is going to be, can I sell it or can I not sell it? And it's going to be up to them to decide, like, yes, I can sell this. Yes, this would match my customer, or I don't know if it will. So it's not a personal thing. It's a very specific, they know their customer. And so we want to trust them with that. So there's going to be lots of reasons why someone might say no. And if they say no, thank you for saying no. It might be a not right now. It might be a no, it's not a good match. People who don't say anything, they just need to be contacted a bit more. They're busy just like you and me.
I have to remind myself of that one, that they're busy. Reaching back out's not bothering them.
Yeah.
Reaching back out is helpful. Yeah. Because I've actually had where I was the buyer before and someone reached back out to me and was like, hey, I wanted to check in on this. And I'm like, oh my goodness, thank you. This completely fell off my plate.
Yes.
It's over there on the floor.
Yes, exactly. So because you've been on the other side, just remind yourself it's not rejection. And until they say no, you're not being rejected. You're being helpful reaching out and being like, hey, just a reminder, hey, I want to bring this back to the top of your inbox. Like, I know you're probably super busy. Can I send you a skein? You know, can I send you like a sample? Like, how can I help you help your customers?
Another idea I had to offer them is I always videotape myself dyeing the yarn. Like, I have a permanent setup over at my dyeing tables. And so I can put together all the layers of dyeing for a video that they can use as a behind the scenes.
If they have use for it, 100%, right? That's going to go more into the store setup and like, where would they put it, right? If they're selling online versus if they're selling in a retail shop. I do think, you know, like, when they check you out, when they look at your social, when they open up your email, like if they look at your website, because these are all physical evidence of checking you out, right? Like checking, making sure credentials are there. And there's also where you could be like, we've sold to X stores. We've sold nationwide. Relaunching, right? We took a hiatus and we're relaunching. Like you can also make this a whole thing. So don't get complicated with the stuff that you want to provide them just yet. I just want you to first start with $25,000. I'm going to go to, you said you've sold to 20 stores in the past. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to push you a little bit into discomfort and say, let's try for 30 just because I want to make it less daunting. So 25,000 divided by 30 stores means we need each store to spend about $830 with you a year. So if we get them on average to spend $500 on their first order with you, if that's your minimum, then the next time they order, they just have to spend an extra $300-ish and you've hit your goal. So the goal for me for you will be, can we land a certain amount of accounts and you'll keep landing them and you'll keep cycling through them. Eventually, once you get into the swing of things and you start to feel more confident, you're going to actually see it's just really easy. Like you might have like 100 stores by the end of the year, but I don't want to tell you you're going to have 100 stores. But if we can get this into like a system and a process and a cadence that you can kind of build into your business and confidence in it, then you'll see like, okay, cool. I called 10 stores. I sold 2. So for every 10 stores I call, I'm going to convert 20% of them. Okay. So then it turns into a math problem. Then it might be, I just need to either get better at selling. I need to call more stores. Maybe it's a not now, but maybe it's a later. Because we have a lot of time in this year.
Yeah.
If they said no today, they might not say no in a couple of months. They might not say no in 6 months. You're going to create a store list from this. So out of the, and then this is for your slow months, your June, your July, even your December. When we sell wholesale, it doesn't mean that the wholesale has to be like they're ordering in June and you're shipping in June. They might be ordering in June and you might be shipping to them in July, August.
Yeah.
Because they might be prepping for the fall. So know that the scalable way with wholesale is that we take orders, retailers, we go into production to fulfill those orders, and then a few months later, they get shipped to the store.
My typical turnaround for wholesale has been 4 to 6 weeks.
And if we were to order from bigger businesses, Nike doesn't have little elves in their shoe shop making shoes at night to ship tomorrow to all their retailers.
Yeah.
Like they had to take those orders and then they had to go through an entire manufacturing process to then ship. So I think a lot of times makers, because we can jump into our studio or workshop and we can make things immediately, we're like, oh, if I got this order, I have to ship it out tomorrow. But retailers are used to people who have production schedules and that are manufacturers and they do need to wait. So the 4 to 6 weeks is a healthy amount of time that like, let's say right now, let's say in the month of February, you're like, I'm going to call 50 stores by the end of February. And by the end of February, you're going to see what you close. So then you've got 4 to 6 weeks to ship out, right? Now in April, products being shipped, they're going to start to sell it. They're going to like it. And then the cadence with them is they're going to sell through and then they're going to place another order with you. And then 4 to 6 weeks later, they're going to get their next amount. So we just have to kind of work seasonally and know like, okay, I'm going to work in my sales time. Then I'm going to go back and I'm going to go into production to fulfill that order. They're going to get it to sell. You're going to support them in selling it. And then when they run out, that's called a reorder. And then they're going to place another order because you have a consumable product. They use it up.
Yeah.
And they need more. So you'll get into this flow and this like rhythm the more you go through it.
Okay.
So tell me from you, I don't want to overwhelm you, how many stores you think you'd like to tackle? So again, we're New Year's Eve, the end of this year, and you're like, I'm really proud of myself. I sold to how many stores this year?
I'd love to be in like 50 stores.
50?
I would love that.
Let's do it. I'm proud of you for saying that.
I love working with your own shop owners so much.
That's why you're doing what you're doing, right? Like yeah. If you love it and the passion is there, then like that is the most aligned you can be.
I get so excited when they tell me about the projects that they're doing like with their customers and like the knit alongs that they're doing. And that just fires me up. It's so exciting to hear specific things that they have planned and then supporting those plans.
So your word of the year is aligned and this excites you. And this is like impact because you know the need that knitters have. You know that the people that are going to spread the gospel, right, of like A Fairy Tale Yarn Co. are going to be the yarn shops, and then they're going to create beautiful, amazing things with your product, which is why you've created it in the first place. So it is super aligned for you to, all you have to do is reach 50 stores. And if each store reaches, you know, 100 people, like this is the impact. This is where we start to see it from like you to 50 stores, 50 stores reach 100 people. You know, then it's 5,000 humans on this planet have your product. They like it. They're rebuying. You can see then like how it multiplies.
Yeah. And that's similar to why I love the festival so much too, because I love hearing what people are going to do with the yarn, like what they're planning. One lady bought a bunch of yarn for me one year because she was going to crochet herself a wedding dress.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So 50 stores. So if you did nothing else but get 50 stores to place one order with you at $500, we would hit the 25 grand. Here's the exciting part. If those 50 stores came back and bought a second order with you, which they 100% will, and it's at 500, which you said most will do that, now we've hit 50 grand just in wholesale. And that's the whole concept of like these multiple sales channels, right? It's a math problem, and it's not that hard to be like, hey, I'm going to tackle 50 stores. I'm going to crush my goal with just knowing that there's a $500 minimum. That's already going to take over the 25K. Now we've hit your $50,000 goal for the year, which is already $2,000 more than you made in 2019. And then if anybody reorders, now it's like blowing your goal out the water. How does that feel?
That actually feels exciting now, not daunting anymore.
See, this is what's so magical about looking at goals as a math problem. Now, I'm not that great at math, all right? I mean, you will see me do a calculator to divide like 100 by 5. But the point is that there is a magic in knowing your numbers. Because you can feel confident about a number, especially one you've hit in the past. So take something intangible and scary and turn it into something with clear, actionable steps. And my favorite part is that you can approach it from multiple angles. For example, with Dawn, we've looked at ways she can hit her goal through a mixture of fares and online orders, as well as what it would take to reach that goal with wholesale alone. There are so many ways to do this when you look at the numbers. And then once you have those numbers, you also know exactly what actions you need to take to get there. Remember, my friends, as my life coach Stacy says, math, not drama. I love it. You still feel though there's like apprehension or like
a little bit
scared,
but it's the good scared.
Okay.
So when we were talking before about the spreadsheet that I made and I was like excited, I was also a little scared too with it. Mm-hmm. It was, like I said, it was the good scared. And that's what I'm feeling now. It's that good scared that's different than the daunting, where it felt like a black cloud before. And now it feels like a mountain I can actually climb.
So excited for you. Good. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm not sure how. It's kind of exciting, right? Your bodies actually don't know. I remember when I went ziplining in Costa Rica, you had to keep telling yourselves, I'm excited. Because our bodies, the same feeling in our bodies of scared and like nervous and excited, it's actually like the same rush that we get. So it's needing to take like that scared part is also this like excited rush part. It's the same part of that adrenaline of like fight or flight. We got to figure this out. So that's great that you have that. So I wanted to math this for you. I keep saying math, but like I wanted to map it out in a math problem sort of way, because when we start to kind of identify this, it starts to be less intimidating and we're really just working with numbers. And as like my life coach says, it's math, not drama.
Yeah.
The drama is all the reasons why we can't do it. It's not possible. This is scary. They're going to say no. The math problem is like, okay, let's just figure out what numbers we have to work from and then work backwards into it. And believe anything is possible. So to stay tactical for you with these 50 stores, we just go off of 10 months in the year that we're going to do this, not even including February, which we can add in. It's really just closing 5 stores a month. It's getting 5 stores to place a $500 order with you a month, 1 store a week, more or less.
Yeah, I can do that.
Your eyes, if this is like, you're like, I can do that. Yes, you can do that, right? So now it's going to be, all right, I just need to get 5 stores a month. Some months might be bigger, right? Some months might be smaller or slower. And that's how business is. You crush it like this month and get 10 stores. And now that 10 stores has the potential to order again 2, 3, even 4 times this year. So if we can start to multiply, because we're limited in your festivals, right? Your festivals are, there's 10 total, you're doing 8, you're on the wait list. And we absolutely, we're going to get into your product soon. We talk about selling more to people when they're buying. But the place where you have like an unlimited potential right now is this wholesale arm of your business.
Yeah.
And because you're so passionate about it, right? Your energy is there. It's aligned for you. It's going to work as long as you're aligned. And because you're so excited about it, why wouldn't a shop owner want to work with someone like you, Dawn, who's so excited and that wants to support me as a business owner too?
Yeah.
Now we're in partnership and now we are aligned. So let's work together, right? Bigger companies don't do that for people, but you're excited and your excitement can get transferred to me, the shop owner. And it's like, yeah, let's keep working together, Dawn. Like, let's do this together. Let's do that, you know? And now it's a partnership. Not partnership in the way of like ownership, but collaborative.
That's the part that I love. Is that that collaborative partnership of working together. Like, I had a couple yarn shops that contacted me. Like, one of them wanted a unicorn theme. So I designed multiple colorways that were unicorn inspired. And I've had the same thing with different fandoms where they wanted something with a specific fandom.
When we started the call, you told me all the things you're excited about, which were your ideas of product. Where I want you to switch is I want you to get excited about the ways in which you can reach more customers, not with more product, but reach more customers. The first customers being B2B, so like retailers, like yarn shops. And then the yarn shops will reach more customers, more knitters. And so what I want you to instead get excited about is, how do I reach yarn shops? How do I get them to buy more so that they can serve their customers better? And then get excited about this, like free yarn day, things like that. Instead of your energy going towards like, and we'll get into the other ideas you had, but instead of it going to making more of other stuff, which is a distraction, you have, you know, the skeins, you know, things they sell, you're dyeing them. And then if you can shift your energy towards supporting those partnerships, because together you'll both succeed and you'll both grow. Okay. So your question was, you know, you want to set goals, you wanted to plan for those goals, and we wanted to adjust. So I'm going to just recap the goals for you right now. If we have a $50,000 goal, the goal is that you're going to do 8 markets, 8 festivals, and we're going to sell on average of $2,500 per festival, and that's going to get you $20,000. Then we're going to do the 2 advent kits again, and that's going to make you $5,000. And then we're going to get 50 orders. It goes back to our number, right? At an average of $500 each. And that's going to get you at least $25,000. So that math has figured itself out and we've hit $50,000 by the end of the year. Now, to reach those stores, you're going to do what we teach inside of Multi-Stream Machine, how to find the stores, how to make it a warm conversation, not cold. You've already closed. You've already worked with retailers. So you also know what you're doing. So you're going to repeat what you know that you've already done. You've just closed a store today or in the last couple of days of like getting a retailer. So now what it is, it's going to, again, be a math problem that, okay, for over 10 stores I call, X amount say yes immediately, right? You'll start to just, you have to test and try. Some need me to get back to them, you know, but we're just going to start chipping away at it and you're going to start building your confidence because you're going to start to get orders again because that's where your energy is going to go. And you're going to start to see your sales kick back up. And it's going to be majority business is going to be wholesale this year. You're going to have a beautiful business built off wholesale.
That sounds like a dream.
It sounds like a dream.
Yeah. Like that would be so fantastic.
Good. It's going to happen. You just have to believe it's possible, right? We're going to step it one step at a time, but you have proof, Dawn. Like you already have proof. You just got an order. You already sold to 20. You know what reorders look like. You know the relationships you have to have. You know exactly all of the things you have to do. It's just believing in yourself again, right? But you know, you have all the information. So you might want to just like, I know we go to the negative. You and I talked about this a little bit before we started recording. Like both of us have past experiences we relate to and it's easy to jump negative versus positive. Glass is more of a half empty versus a half full, which is okay. I always think it's going to keep me alive in a zombie apocalypse. That's what I tell my husband all the time. I'm like, at least I'll survive the apocalypse because I'm going to be looking for the danger everywhere. But we also have all this proof that we are safe, that we do know what we're doing. Like, we did figure this out before. We just have to find those things. And as I've just asked you to explain it to me, you're like, oh, wait, that worked. Oh, yeah, I did that. Right? It was just kind of finding it again.
Yeah.
So don't doubt yourself. The proof is in the pudding. You've done this. Got goals now. You know exactly what to do. You're just going to need to stay, you know, on track. But you've done this. You've sold to 20 stores. You've gone to these markets. You've seen success. You know your numbers. So now we're just going to refocus back into Fairytale Yarn Co. We're going to make some money.
Yeah.
You're going to prove it. And I'll talk to you on New Year's Eve and you're going to be like, I did it. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you. I am too.
Good. All right, my friend. So if people want to buy from you, support you, where would they find Fairytale Yarn Co?
At fairytaleyarnco.com. You can search Fairytale Yarn Co on Facebook or Instagram. And I'm going to start putting my behind the scenes videos on TikTok to just because I'm recording them. So why not?
Okay. We'll just follow you over there and wait.
Yeah.
You can do the same for the Product Boss. You can just wait.
I didn't realize you were on TikTok too. I have to go.
Exactly. I'm not. We have an account, but we've not grown that platform. That's okay. I know I say this every time, but I did actually absolutely love this call. I love Dawn. She holds such a special place in my heart. I've watched her company grow, expand, and scale. I've watched it go, you know, back into a smaller business as she's needed it to. And I'm so excited that we got to talk about how she can start to expand again. I mean, how could you not love calls like this? So we started off by talking about mindset and confidence, and we all face different seasons of life. So how do we bounce back after a difficult one? And one of my favorite ways is to set goals that excite you and then figure out the math to make them realistic and actionable. We walked on through multiple sales paths to reach her uncomfortable goal. And by the end, she felt excited, like it was actually possible. Anyone can do this in their own business. So if you're unsure about how you're going to hit these sales goals, break down the math. You'll find it more within your reach than you thought. Okay, my friends, if you loved this episode, because I think I'm getting tons of reviews on the podcast that you're all loving the coaching calls. It means so much to me as I've taken the helm of the Product Boss. So if you're loving it, would you mind leaving a positive review and follow me over on Instagram? Let me know in the DMs. I love getting these messages because I too have been through a difficult time over the last year and, you know, have had to change and grow and do math and try not get in the drama and think about all the ways to keep this business going through all of the changes that life comes at you with, right? So hearing from you means the world to me, and seeing those reviews on the podcast is just such confirmation that you're loving what we're putting out there. So until next time, my friends, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing two things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.